not to. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Peter Everett, the new CEO at the Lighthouse Furniture Project, which is based in Brentwood. So, very good morning to you.
Thank you for having me.
Nice to see you in the studio. So, for people who might not know who the Lighthouse Furniture Project are.
Okay, so the Lighthouse Furniture Project is a charity and a social enterprise that's been running in Brentwood for 14 plus years. In its form where it is now for 14 years, and it basically provides the opportunity to reuse furniture and appliances. We have staff that will then fix them if they need to be fixed, and then sell them off at a low cost for families that maybe can't afford to buy something brand new and don't want to get in debt by using a Bright House or something like that as well. Yeah. So it's that means to be able to provide them with things. And what we have the pleasure of doing as well is that when we see families that are in crisis, families that might need but don't have the means to get that, we're able to use part of our funding, the money that we make from the social enterprise, to provide that as well. We have engineers that used to work for Hotpoint, and then what they do is we go through quite a rigorous testing process, replacing parts if necessary, and all of our washing machines and fridge freezers and things like that have a 6-month warranty on them. We do that, and we're not in the business of doing things to make it difficult for people. You know, we also do things for small appliances. If something was to go wrong with one of those and someone's come in, we'd try and do a deal for them to help them out. So exchange it, no problems, things like that as well. So we want to help people. So therefore, we're trying to provide as much as we can, as good a quality as we can as well. Well, we sell to the general public, right. So that's one of the things that I think some people don't realise. Right. So we had a pop-up shop at the Bay Tree Centre in around Easter time. And when we had people coming in, they didn't realise that anyone can come and buy from us. And we do have lots of people that regularly come, yeah, because they know they'll get something of good quality. So if somebody is looking for something and they're on Universal Credit or something like that as well, we do a dual price system. So everything has two prices on it. So the normal price is for Joe Bloggs, and the lower price would be for somebody who can show they're on some form of means-tested benefit in some way, shape or form. That's what we do, but you know, we're wanting to try and make sure that everyone's got a bed to sleep in. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, we get people that are in crisis that get moved into accommodation and they'll have nothing.
Yes.
And just recently we had something through Chelmsford Housing where this woman had to move to Colchester. Yes, it was out of our area, but we were able to provide her through something called the Essential Living Fund, which happens in Essex. They were trying to get support for things, but we have our own referral form as well. And we basically were able to provide her with a means of cooking, a bed, and just a TV, you know, a whole host of different things. And the feedback that we got from her was that she was expecting a bed and something to cook on, and we were able to give her so much more, mm-hmm, which just completely overwhelmed her. And that's what we're trying to do. If we get something through the Essential Living Fund, get a referral through that, then it will be for a few big items, but it's those little things like, yeah, a toaster, mm, like bedding, where we've had stuff that we've either got through buying it at a very cheap rate or has been donated that we've cleaned and made sure it's all really, really good, and we're able to give that to them, mm, in a way that means that they've got something a little bit more.
So is it like ovens and beds and sofas and table, coffee tables, toasters, microwaves, and do people have to take them, is it down to Barleylands, or do you come and collect stuff? How does that
so
work?
We have a collection service as well. So if you phone our number, which is 01277 222050, we've got people on the phones there that will be taking and asking for different things. Obviously, for us to be able to collect things, it needs to have things like fire tags. It needs to be free from tags, any tears and things like that as well. Yeah. It needs to be something that we can sell on. And you know, from an environmental perspective, we're saving so much from going to landfill as a result of this. And that's part of an award that we've won recently is in part of that. But we also do computers. Obviously tables, chairs, we have crockery that comes in. We've got contracts with John Lewis and IKEA, for example, so we're part of a take back scheme that we're with them as well, so we get things through them that we can't advertise that we've got it as this is an IKEA so-and-so, yeah. But we have things through from them that allow us to put some very good quality things out at a very affordable price.
Now, can people actually look on a website, or do they have to come down to the actual shop?
It's purely coming down to our site. We're based in Hutton, on the Hutton Industrial Estate. Barleylands is the recycle centre, that's where, and that's run by Basildon Council, so that's where people are taking things that they think could be reused. They take them there and we go and collect all of the small appliances, and then we'll look and see what we can reuse and what we can and how we could use that to then, you know, get the profits that then allow us to then support other people that are in crisis.
Now, you're the new CEO.
Yes, I am.
So how long have you been in the job?
I've been there just over 3 months, and it's been it's a privilege to be part of an organisation like this. The staff and the volunteers, we have got such a great group of people there that all they want to do is do what they can to help the families and provide for them in some way, shape or form. We have about 20 full-time and part-time staff and about 40 to 50 volunteers that come in and enable us to do what we do. And it's just a complete privilege to be not just leading them, but to be part of that. I would say we're a family. Mm. And that's really, really, it's just awesome. One of the things that we've done in the past also is we've got a really good nurturing environment within our staff.
Yep.
And what we're hoping to look forward to do is to look at ways that we can encourage people back into work. The number of staff that we have that volunteered because they were long-term unemployed that are now in employment as a result of that. And that's why we want to do that more. So we're trying to support, obviously we can give furniture and that allows us to help a family in that instant.
Mm.
But if we can encourage a dad or a mum to volunteer and then that enables them to get back into work, then we're providing for them in a much greater way. They've got that means to have an income which allows them to provide for their own family and stand on their own 2 feet, which is so important.
Now, you've recently won a National Recycling Award.
About January 2018, we've been working with Basildon Council quite a bit, and basically they asked if we could try and do this. It's called Small WE. It's all to do with the small appliances. It's about that reuse.
Mm.
And basically, what we do is they put in a campaign, which includes the talking toaster video that you can look on at YouTube. I think it's called Essex Talking Toaster.
Mm.
And basically, it goes through the process of if you donate your toaster or you put it into these recycle bins that are in the libraries or put them in the recycle place at the centre in Barleylands, we can then collect them and we are able to then look and see if it's fixable. I can't tell you the amount of times I've looked up and we've got half a dozen dual-lit toasters up there. We have Dysons come in because we are able to look and clean all the filters, even the hidden one that people don't realise is there. Do you know what I mean? It's little things like that, and we can check to make they work. They go through, they're tested, they're function tested. We make sure they're all working okay, and then we're able to put them on a massively reduced cost to what we would be buy something new. They all come with a 3-month warranty.
Mm.
So just an idea. That campaign, it has basically doubled the amount of small appliances that we've been able to reuse to nearly 2,000 items a year.
Yeah.
And that has been a massive benefit for us. And obviously it's been a massive benefit for Basildon Council because it's stopped those things going to landfill.
Mm. Sometimes they don't even make it there.
No.
Because they end up down the lanes.
Yes, and the reality is that within the whole reduce, reuse, recycle, there's been a really big push on reducing what we do, and there's been a really good push on recycling. But the reuse thing, obviously, charity shops have been doing it for years, haven't they? With clothing, with all those other items. But the electrical thing is something that we have to have a particular things with the Environment Agency to make sure we can do those sort of things. And we've got the staff that are trained to be able to then fix them. And it's just meant that if somebody hasn't got a TV, they can get one for 40 quid or something like that. Do you know what I mean? That's the sort of thing. And it's a great way of being able to provide for our community in that way.
Is there any drop-off centres for the small appliances in Brentwood at the moment, or is there going to be maybe at the Brentwood Centre where people can bring their toasters or small items in to be collected?
It's something that we tried. We had some bins that were put into some of the local libraries and things like that as well, and it didn't really kick off. So what I'm hoping is that that we can rejuvenate that, because we've done so well with this award. I'm hoping that we can try and look at how we can publicise it a little bit more. So that's something that's for the future, what I'm hoping to do, and the local council are really keen to get to look at that as well.
Yep.
I've already got a plan to have a meeting with the guys in Brentwood Council to do that. And then it's just about how we can publicise it. So you never know, I might be back in a few months' time to do exactly that. Because if we can find the right places that people feel they can drop them off, and people understand that they're there, and we can promote that enough, then there's nothing to say we can't do it here. There's nothing to say we couldn't do exactly the same in Chelmsford, for example.
Yeah.
To understand is that when it's gone, goes to any of the other major sites, often it's being recycled. It's not being reused. It's being deconstructed. The parts have been taken out of them. So there's stuff still going to landfill to an extent.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is say that this part, this reuse element, is really, really important, because it's perfectly good.
I know. We've all done it in our time.
I can put my hand up and say in the past that I've done it. But if I'd have known that there was a means to not do that, then I would have done. And I do now.
Yeah.
So the things that we're really crying out for at the moment is electric cookers. Purely and simply, they are the thing that we, if we are getting a request through the Essential Living Fund or referrals, 9 times out of 10 it has an electric cooker on it. Purely and simply because if anyone's in rented accommodation, they don't often have gas.
Mm.
They tend to have electric, so therefore it's something that needs to be the standalone ones that we can do. We try and get our supplies where we can, but there's always a demand on those. So anyone out there that's got one in their garage that's thinking, oh, it's just sitting there, consider us. It would be really, really good. So it's www.lighthousefurniture.org is our website. It's currently being updated because obviously we've changed CEO and all those elements as well. So we're in the process of doing it. So it should be up and running in its new format within the next couple of weeks.
Brilliant. Lovely. It's great to meet you. And what a great organisation.
Yeah, like I said, very, very privileged to be part of it and being able to support the Brentwood communities and the ones nearby as well.